Now, lying in his bed at Shapley House, known as Shithouse to the Breakers, a full mall's length away from Damley House, Pimney remembered the feeling, the flat-out certainty, that everything was going to be okay. Success assured, only a matter of time. On the balcony, Finley had shared it. But Pimley wondered if his security chief was now lying awake as Pimley himself was, and thinking how easy it was to be misled when you were around working breakers. Because, do you, they sent up that happy gas, that good mind vibe. And suppose, just suppose now, someone was actually channeling that feeling, sending it up to them like a lullaby. Go to sleep, Pimley. Go to sleep, Finley. Go to sleep, all of you good children. Ridiculous idea. Totally paranoid. Still, when another double boom of thunder rolled out of what might still be the southeast, from the direction of Fedick and the Discordia anyway, Pimley Prentice sat up and turned on the bedside lamp. Finley had spoken of doubling the guard tonight, both in the watchtowers and along the fences. Perhaps tomorrow they might triple it, just to be on the safe side. And because complacency this close to the end would be a very bad thing indeed. Pimley got out of bed, a tall man with a hairy slab of gut, now wearing blue pajama pants and nothing else. He pissed, then knelt in front of the toilet's lowered lid, folded his hands, and prayed until he felt sleepy. He prayed to do his duty. He prayed to see trouble before trouble saw him. He prayed for his ma, just as Jim Jones had prayed for his as he watched the line move toward the tub of poisoned Kool-Aid. He prayed until the thunder had died to little more than a senile mutter, then went back into bed. Calm again.